You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, look at the Rays through the first week, 2-4, but man, the schedule makers certainly didn't do the Rays any favors early in the season as they open up with the Blue Jays, Orioles, now the Indians, a talented pitching staff is up next. You just kind of battle out the storm, right, when you start a season up against good teams like this?
Yeah, and the starting pitching really hadn't gotten off to a quick start, so I think that's hurt a little bit more than normal. So, you know, just kind of feeling their way, kind of, you know, it's not panic time, but, you know, it's kind of interesting to see them get started and see how things fall into place. In fact, one thing that's already struck me as kind of interesting, you know, was kind of down to the end at spring training, whether they were going to take an extra reliever or an extra bench player because of the starting the season with a four-man rotation. And turns out they made the right call going with eight relievers because, you know, I don't think the extra players would have gotten in. You know, they faced so much right-handed pitching. He's been having a hard time getting the right-handers in.
Yeah, and that's going to continue. They bounced back after dropping the first to the Blue Jays to win games 3 and 4 of that series. And then, man, nobody can beat the Orioles right now, the undefeated Baltimore Orioles as we record this. So no shame in losing some to them. You would think they'll get things going. The starting pitching will get things going. And there's some great matchups coming up this week when you look at the Indians and the Rays going head-to-head. Tuesday, it's Matt Moore and Corey Kluber, then Drew Smyly versus Carrasco on Wednesday, and then Chris Archer back out there against Danny Salazar on Thursday. These are two still fairly young rotations and two of the better rotations in baseball. Are you looking forward to just some great pitching this week?
Yeah, I think we're lined up for it. I know last year, obviously Carrasco was here, and he came within one out of a no-hitter here at Tropicana Field, so I'm sure everybody will be talking about that a little bit pregame today. But I look for Archer to get back on track. And, you know, as I've told you in previous conversations, I think Smyly was the best-looking pitcher all spring training. So, you know, he got burned on Saturday night when he warmed up in the bad weather. And then the game got postponed. So that kind of interrupted the flow of the rotation. And he got put back in there after Moore, which pushed Archer back.
Yeah, kind of juggling things early on. It's too bad, too, with the Rays obviously playing in the Dome and then the one series early on where they're outside on the road and they do run into the rain. Bill, you have an article on the website right now about the Rays. You're calling it the long blue line, which I think is a great term and a term you coined yourself. But talking about the kind of pass me down from starter to starter and leadership in this team, in this rotation from year to year. Obviously, Chris Archer is the guy now, but it's just a fascinating thing, and it's kept the Rays competitive through all these years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, and I was able to get a pretty good look at it. I know I wrote a book with James Shields several years ago called September Nights, and one of the parts of the book, he talks a great deal about how his cousin, Aaron Rowand, the former major leaguer, really got his, you know, got him on the page, the correct page as far as fitness went. In fact, I remember the great story. He was out in Las Vegas, and Rowan told him to show up at a certain time, and he was like a minute late, and he said, and he told him to get out of there. He was embarrassing him. And, you know, he said after that, he was there on time all the time. And I think there was kind of a relaxed approach to, you know, fitness and being prepared and the whole bit when Shields arrived here. And so he's kind of the, you know, he's kind of the daddy of it all.
When you look at the team right now, and obviously they haven't had that need for the fifth starter, and with the rain, who knows when they'll need a fifth starter, Bill, but eventually it'll be Erasmo Ramirez, who's in the bullpen right now.
Oh, no, not exactly.
No, not definitely.
No, because what's going to happen? They're probably going to need it either. They're probably either go Friday or Saturday night this weekend.
Okay.
And what they're talking about doing, it depends where Erasmo is. They're not going to, if they need Erasmo, say if they need him during the Indian series, he might not be ready. So they might call somebody, you know, from minor leagues, or they might do a bullpen day where they just use, you know, a boatload of relievers the whole the whole game. But it definitely is. I know if it had been the 13th, as they kind of thought it was going to be, probably the guy would have been. They probably would have brought up Matt Andrees, but which was his day to pitch. So they've got a lot of different options, but we'll wait and see.
So, but as you look at it now, when eventually they have to settle into that five-man rotation, will Ramirez be the guy?
I think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know with these guys. Who knows? They might decide that they like Ramirez in the bullpen, and they might bring up somebody from, you know, AAA Durham. I mean, there are a great many, you know, talented young arms they have in the, you know, at AAA. So I would expect it to be Ramirez once they finally do that. But, again, they've talked about do they want to waste the time stretching him out to become a starter again. So that could be the big surprise later, is that they don't make him the starter and they come with something else.
And that's what I was actually going to say, is that is a factor, I would think. The longer he pitches out of the bullpen, the more removed he is from the starting, and it does become an issue of stretching him out again.
And add to that he's been really good out of the bullpen. So I don't think it's an automatic that, you know, I don't think it's an automatic that he goes back in there. You know, who knows? They could have made some assurances to him that is the case. But, you know, we'll see. Probably when they go back to it full time will be mid-May sometime. So I think there's a lot of options there, but I'm not positive that, you know, it's just going to be Erasmo.
Yeah, because and by that point, who knows who's red hot and down in the minors as well. You mentioned how good he's been in the bullpen, and overall the bullpen has been very good. ERA is 1.45, 18 and two-thirds innings, I think just 3 earned runs. How important has that been? Because you mentioned it, the rotation maybe hasn't quite hit its stride yet, but they've really gotten a lift from that bullpen.
Yeah, they have. They've kept him in games, and, you know, it's not just Erasmo's done a nice job, and then on top of that, you know, you look at Eni Romero, he seems to be picking up where McGee left off. I know I wrote something about him the other day, and he was, you know, his big thing is that he's in a place now where he feels like he can repeat his delivery and throw strikes whenever he wants to, and that was always the big bugaboo. And Jim Hickey, the pitching coach, said that, you know, most of it came down to simplifying, you know, kind of a big windup. But he's had some success, and like you said, all of them have. So you kind of hope, if you're a Rays fan, that the starters beginning, you know, start getting a little bit deeper into the games. You know, as we talked about, one of the keys to the season to save this bullpen, which is pitch very well.
The offense has struggled a little bit. I mean, obviously, there's been some bright spots, the way Corey Dickerson has shown the power early on in the season. But overall, when you look at team stats, I think the Rays 23rd in runs, 22nd in OPS right now. Is this going to be that kind of offense that's scratching for runs? I know they wanted to add more pop in the offseason. Do you expect those numbers to improve? It's obviously a very small sample size right now.
It is. You know, they got some new guys, and I expect Miller and Morrison to both hit better. You know, we were talking about it the other day. One of the biggest things, difference between this team and maybe the team 5-6 years ago, I think, is the overall speed of the team. And, you know, I think this is an athletic team, but I don't necessarily think it's the speed team, you know, when you had an Upton and a Crawford and a Rocco Baldelli. And, you know, if those guys or that offense was in a slump, you might be able to scratch something together with speed alone. And we don't really have that guy. The Rays don't really have that guy this year to do that. So, you know, it's whatever they do at the bat.
It should be a fun week, a fun series against the Cleveland Indians. This has been MLB.com Extras Rays Edition. Bill Chastain, thanks so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.